shall be saved. For with the heart, what happened? Man believeth unto what? Righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto what? Salvation. Now listen to this. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made. Confession is made unto salvation. Listen to this. If the word will work by believing in your heart and saying with your mouth and get you born again into the kingdom, where you and I have received the greatest miracle. Did you hear what I said? You and I have received the greatest miracle that one can ever receive. Well then, surely this word will work in providing to give you everything that you will ever need to be successful in life. If it will get you in the kingdom of God, surely it can provide for you and sustain you and cause you to win and triumph and have all the good things in life. If it gets you in the kingdom, that's the greatest miracle. Now, and we can go through the scripture and we can find out God has said in his word about our spiritual condition that we were dead, but we're alive now, right? We've been born again, made new. He said concerning our soul, he has given his word so we can renew our mind, right? Well, Galatians says it like this. Galatians 3:13 said, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. What is under the curse of the law? Spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and lack. And we are in the kingdom now. And that means we have the ability with God's words in our hearts, because we have this vision, we have the goals, we'll set goals that I will succeed in life. This is what I need. This is what God did not the Lord said say in his word, but my God shall supply all of your need. This is what I need. I need a car. I need a house. I need shoes. I need clothes. I need a job. Huh? I need gas. I need money. Huh? I need appliance. We're going down the list. But first, I need to be living to enjoy the life. Amen. And so since I know that I am born again, that I'm a child of God, that I am in the kingdom of God, I know that I have opposition. I know that I have an opponent. I know that I have an adversary. I know there are challenges out there. And now that I have come into the kingdom, I am not to live like I used to live. And the enemy is constantly pulling at me, trying to get me to come back over into this lifestyle I used to have, to say things and do things the way I used to. But I'm over here now. I got to learn how to do things in the kingdom. That's how I got my vision. And that's why he wants you to write it so you can stay with it. Because there's some thing going to come up. And you and your flesh going to rise up. Thoughts going to come to your mind. I used to get those things this way. And you're tempted to go back and do it again. No. I'm focused now. I'm going to get it this way because I got a revelation now. This word is alive. God got these things here by saying them. So I'm going to get everything I need in my life by saying, doing, and acting in line with God's word. Amen. Are you here? Are you listening to me? Proverbs 4:20 said, listen what it said. My son, do what? Attend to my word. Pay attention. Attend to it. Incline thy ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. For they are what? Life to those that find them. Notice this word is everything you need. He said, attend to it. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my saying. Let your ears hear what I say. Let your ears, your heart, your spirit. You have to go through the ears to get it to your spirit. Let your ears hear what God is saying. Why you want to hear what God is saying? Because I listen to him and hear what he's saying. His saying will now become my saying. And when he said, I'm successful, when he said, I win, whatever I have my goal set on or what I have on my list, that these are the things that I shall achieve. This is what I'm believing for. This is what I'm standing on the word of God for. Then I find the promise in the word that he supplies all my need. There's no good thing he'll withhold and on and on and on. Then I will, when opposition, temptation, test, or whatever comes up, I will keep saying what he says. And then my action will line up with what his word said. Amen. And so he said, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Let them not depart from thine eye. Keep them in the midst. Notice now, keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. For they are who? For they are life. Are y'all in the house? What did he say about life? Romans 8:2 says what? Life has triumphed over death. For keep them where? In the midst of thine heart, for they are life. I got those words in my heart. And they are what? Life. And life has what? Triumph over death. That means everything that comes from the world of darkness trying to take from me, I rise up and let my saying become what he said. He said, life has triumphed over death. I said, life has triumphed over you. And we can say like the psalmist say in Proverbs 1:18 and believe verse 17, I shall live and not die. Hallelujah. Why do I say that? Because life has triumphed over death. I shall live and I shall not die. For, listen to the next verse, for they are life unto those that find them and help to all thine flesh. So what I do, I make me a list. I write down my goals. Got in the goal? Anybody got in the goal this year? All right.